It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. You're with us here on the Ideas Network. Coming up, Gemma Tarlak from Discover Magazine shares science headlines with us, including new birth control technology that's being developed for men. First, record levels of money are being spent by outside groups in the race for Wisconsin's U.S. Senate seat, currently held by Democrat Tammy Baldwin. As reported in the Wisconsin State Journal, a count from the Center for Responsive Politics puts the total at nearly $10 million so far. Their analysis says that's more than double the outside spending in any other Senate race in the country this cycle, and it adds up to make the race the most expensive in the nation at this point. With Baldwin the incumbent, most of the attention is on the Republican primary fight between State Senator Leah Vukmir of Brookfield and Kevin Nicholson, a management consultant from Delafield. Madison businessman Eric Hovde was considering a run on the Republic ticket, but yesterday on Upfront with Mike Goucher, he announced he will not be running.
Well, after wrestling with this decision for the last 6 months, I've decided not to run.
Lily Gorin is a professor of political science and global studies at Carroll University. She's with us now to talk about spending in this U.S. Senate race in Wisconsin. Lily, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me on today.
Well, it's a big midterm election year, Lily. A lot of Senate races going on around the country, but all this money coming here to Wisconsin. Why Wisconsin?
Well, I mean, Wisconsin in the recent past has shown itself to be a fairly good option for Republicans in the state races. Particularly, you saw Russ Feingold lose twice now to Ron Johnson. And I think after the Senate race in 2016, the sort of interest was on possibly getting rid of Tammy Baldwin. She's only been there for one term, so she doesn't have a long history as a senator. And I'm assuming also that there is probably some polling internals on her side and also on the Republican side showing that there may be vulnerabilities. And so, you know, early money is possibly there also to sort of, you know, beat her up, as it were, to flood the airwaves and have people start thinking about the Senate race. But this is even before you have a clear nominee for the Republican side. So there's a little triangulation going on there as well.
Before we dig deeper into who the money's going in favor of and who it's coming from, I want to put this on the national stage. There's talk that Democrats have a shot at taking the U.S. House of Representatives this year, not a slam dunk by any means, but Republicans really interested in holding on to their Senate majority. How does Wisconsin's seat play into that?
Well, Wisconsin's seat is one of the ones that the Republicans are looking at that they have to pick up if they want to potentially hold on to the Republican majority if they lose any of the other seats that may be in play, like Dean Heller in Nevada, who's been looking really vulnerable to a Democratic challenge. And then, of course, you have a couple of places where you have open seats. Bob Corker's not running again in Tennessee. And that's another place. And Jeff Flake is not running in Arizona. And Democrats are looking at those races as well because open seats are easier to capture than getting rid of an incumbent.
There's been a lot of talk about a possible blue wave, a Democratic wave in Wisconsin after the Supreme Court election last week, a special election as well. How does that all factor into this U.S. Senate race?
Well, again, some of the races that you saw earlier that have, you know, had Democrats winning were, while Rebecca Dallet did win a statewide race, it's not a national race. Mm-hmm. And so national races, which Senate races sort of figure into, become oftentimes in off-year elections, they also become referenda on the sitting president, in this case, President Trump. In the past, we saw this in 2010 with regard to Barack Obama, or 2006 with regard to George W. Bush. And so when you have a Senate race, it is also about sort of telegraphing messages around the administration.
Talking to Lily Gorin, professor of political science and global studies at Carroll University, looking at Wisconsin's U.S. Senate race. Yeah, it's early. The primary is not till August, general election November, but lots of money coming into this race. Lily, you mentioned a lot of this money coming in attacking Tammy Baldwin. Is this mostly so far outside Republican groups pouring money into the race?
That's what I understand, that there is a lot of money coming either from Republican groups or sort of Republican PAC money or money associated with people who are supporting Republican candidates. There's a lot of money going to the candidates who are running against each other for the Republican nomination. And so you have money that's coming in that's attacking Baldwin, but you also have money that's coming in that's either supporting or attacking Nicholson and Vukmir.
Yeah, let's talk about that race. Leah Vukmir, State Senator Kevin Nicholson, management consultant, veteran. This has not been a happy, huggy, kumbaya sort of race. This has gotten a little ugly pretty well in advance of the actual voting.
Yeah, and again, we're still a couple months out from the voting. It's not next month. This is a lot of money to see also this early in a primary. And one that you note is not necessarily going swimmingly. So whoever comes out of it may come out a little bit bruised.
And we're seeing a lot of the money coming from one person, really, for the candidate, Kevin Nicholson, coming from Richard Uihlein. I think it's Uihlein because he's from Illinois. It's Uihlein in Milwaukee. One right. person really putting a lot of money into that side, and then a lot of state, I don't know if you want to call them establishment Republicans, but people like Reince Priebus and state figures backing Leah Vukmir. Is it too soon to say this is kind of a Wisconsin Republican insider race versus an outsider?
Well, it's a little bit of a, it seems like a proxy race in some level, that Vukmir is a kind of Republican establishment candidate inside Wisconsin. She does have the backing of people who are, you know, considered to be part of the Republican establishment in Wisconsin. And then Nicholson is a more Donald Trump-like figure. I'm not saying he's Donald Trump-like, but, you know, he's not in an elected position, and he's coming as an outsider. And so you kind of have some of the same dynamic that you saw during the election cycle in 2016 with regard to Trump being an outsider, not holding elected office, and running against a lot of people who were supported or who were themselves establishment Republicans.
We're seeing all this money come in. What forms is this taking? Are we seeing ads, you know, traditional media, TV and radio? Is this online, a little of both?
It's a lot of both. It's a lot of television advertising and also a lot of ads online, which are also harder to necessarily keep track of. And it's also it's still unclear how much of that people absorb and sort of integrate into their thinking about candidates.
That's what I wanted to ask you about. Some people question whether these kind of ads make a difference. But the notion that people keep spending millions of dollars every election time suggests that somebody thinks they matter. Do they matter?
It still is, you know, political scientists, psychologists, advertising experts are all running lots of focus groups and trying to assess how much these ads affect us. This is a lot of, obviously, the discussion about the Facebook advertising in 2016 and Cambridge Analytica and so forth. And so there's still a lot of research that's going on to try to figure out how much these ads, in fact, influence people and how much you do absorb and how much, you know, sort of you just sort of push aside as sort of noise.
We've got this race for the Senate, Lily. We've got a race for governor. Do you think one of those is going to be the premier thing that people are watching that maybe takes the air out of the room for the other races in town?
I'm not sure. I mean, and there are a lot of people running for the Democratic nomination for governor, too. So you've got sort of a lot of different things going on. They're both statewide races. But again, a governor's race is in the state, while the Senate race is one that oftentimes has more national sort of salience. And again, it's a question of who may have control of the Senate come January. As well as the state house, and that may make a difference, you know, inside Wisconsin and outside Wisconsin. So it's sort of both ways. And both elections will probably have a lot of national attention, I would think.
Lily, thanks a lot for joining us today.
It's my pleasure. Thanks for having me on today.
That's Lily Gorin, professor of political science and global studies at Carroll University. She was with us to talk about record levels of outside spending early on in Wisconsin's U.S. Senate race this year.